bla 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 pouki.
Ouh.
Ferme la porte à la pouki dans le sas. Bla 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 pouki. Ferme la porte à la pouki dans le sas. Pouki pouki pouki.
She is a whole vibe. That is Aya Nakamura. Check her out. She is a whole vibe for real. You are now listening to Orion Soundcast. Thank you for tuning in to episode number 3. If you're wondering what this podcast is about, I'm just here to provide you with some music I have discovered, the music that I listen to. Introduce you to some new artists, maybe some new songs to add to your playlist or your library. You're welcome. In this week's project I had on repeat is called Champagne Eyes. It came out like earlier this year, but I revisited it. It was very unexpected when it first came out because they haven't released like a project since 2016. Which was, I remember, that one was another, that is a slept on album as well. It didn't get the recognition it deserved, but whatever, that's not what I'm here to talk about. But yeah, this isn't the last like project they put out was in 2016, so this was a very pleasant surprise the first time it dropped. But yeah, I gave it like a second listen, a couple of more listens this week, and let me tell you, it is bomb. It's 6 songs, not one song is whack, or one song didn't, you know, like some projects, you know, you can like flesh out some songs that they can of just not included on the album, but no. Every single one of the songs on this project is amazing. They never miss the mark, Aluna George. Aluna, I think that's her real name. Her writing abilities are insane, and I didn't realize, I don't know why it took me this long to like realize how great of a songwriter she is. Also with the help of like the other guy in the band, I think so, writes songs. It's like a part of the songwriting process. Don't quote me on that. I think it is a band though. That's for sure. Her writing abilities are one of a kind. And it showed in Faulty. Ooh, I love this song. But the line where she's like, measuring me, checking on my real behavior. What do you see, Mr. Regular? I don't need no savior, so do yourself a favor and get over it, over it. Like, what? It's such a short, you know, there's not much lyrics in this song, but it's just so fucking deep. It's amazing. And then don't even get me started on the instrumentals as well. They are sickening. Also, the writing on Cold-Blooded Creatures featuring Bryson Tiller, amazing. The chorus, oh, when that chorus comes in, that drop of the chorus, it makes my toes curl every time. And like the lyrics of that, it's just like the chorus too, amazing. The people who are involved in writing this chorus, insanity. But tonight, don't act like we're not cold-blooded creatures. Can't teach us to act right. Don't speak like got more nice and storm. No, yours ain't on my mind. Why can't we show how else I get freaky, get nasty, and kill time? The whole like concept of this song is amazing too. It's just like, you know, let's just get freaky and nasty just for this one night. Who the fuck care, you know? The way they incorporate like that like freaky one night stand you've ever had in your whole life, I would feel the song would represent that moment. It's just like, you know, let it all out tonight. Don't act like we're not cold-blooded creatures. Like, I can see this song in a movie, in some like teen movie, and also with Champagne Eyes, which is like the title of this project, Champagne Eyes. Even just like the chorus, like when I hit the party, I'm already searching, looking for the exit. Like, if that ain't the truth, sis, if that ain't the truth, that is also the first thing I do when I enter a party. I look for all the exits. And it's just like, all I see is Champagne Eyes watching me. Oh, oh, oh. I just love it. And then the instrumentals to this too as well is insanity. It's like some like woos like that. I don't even know what that sound is. All I know is it's just so fucking disgusting. I'm like trying to describe what that sound is, but it's like out of this world. All I can describe, it makes me feel wavy. It's some weird but interesting song, and the way they make it work into the beat and the way she can sing over it, disgusting. But yeah, that is every single song on this project is a bop. Champagne Eyes by Aluna George. I highly recommend you folks check that out. Last week I did Overlooked female vocalist of this new generation of singers. This week I'm going to be covering the males. Yes, yes, yes. Because I realized I was only talking about females. I'm like, there is some overlooked male vocalists as well. So I'm gonna bring up the few that I think that are overlooked. First up is my man, Brent Fayez. Let me tell you, this nigga can sing. Oof.
Can't you love the night? Jerome between your thighs. I'm still here, ain't no excuse, baby. I see you in my sleep. Girl, I'm scarred beyond belief. There ain't nothing you can't make me do, baby.
What?
Yeah, no. Girl, you do damage to me. You know I love me. Yeah, I love you. Ain't nothing better for me now. Girl, you do damage to me.
He is a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, I love you.
The way he can, like, go into his highs and then quickly switch back to his like mid-range, you know, to the low. I am here for it, let me tell you. Every single second. His EP that I talked about last week, Lost, sounds exactly the same live, if not better, because he can, you know, play with the ranges more, his ranges, whatever. But yeah, highly overlooked for his talents. The next person I have on the list is Mr. Aaron Ray. I discovered his music this year, and let me tell you, it is very refreshing. I am here for, you know, different areas for male singers to sing about and not only talk about you know, booty, cash, hoes, sex, which, you know, whatever, that's all right, do you, but if that's the only content that's coming out and there's like nothing else, that's when it becomes a bit annoying and I'm just like, but yeah, it's so, but there's these new generation of male singers that have more to talk about and other perspectives, so check this out.
At your feet, so only morning dew is what is on your shoe. And I can move a little slowly, slower than usual, so you know, cool. And I can perform hat tricks and make sure magic happens for you. And I will fuck you with passion. Just to make it climatic for you, baby, yeah.
Hey.
Just to my love, baby, my love. In time will be fine, I'm confused. It's still my love, it's still my love, it's still my love, baby. Hey, 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 hey. I thought you knew.
Yes. Amazing. Very, very different. You know, he got that old school tone with that new school flair. That's how you gonna last this day and age. You gotta mix it. Take the bow and mix it and make it your own. And that's what Aaron Ray does. His project, Platinum Fire. Fire. I'm excited to hear what else he has in his pocket. I'm ready for his evolution. I also got my man, Galliant. Let me tell you about Galliant. Galliant is just a precious little soul. I really appreciate his music. And his voice, his talent, everything. But damn, that nigga can go high as a mug. Sing that high pitch. He can sing. Listen to how high his vocal range can go.
What do I miss say? Hey, for me skipping stars.
Disgusting.
Where's the peace of mind? I was told.
Great songwriter too.
Fading copper mines. Thought I was born in a league of my own. But I'm sick. So far, me skipping stars.
Effortless switch. Oh, yeah. He can sing. The way he can go high, all the way up high, and then down below. The way he's like slept on. I wouldn't say slept on, because he's known, but I feel like he's not getting that respect in terms of his singing abilities, and I appreciate his art and work. And next up I have as well is Sampa. Let me tell you why he's on this list. Is because I feel like people don't really grasp how insanely vocally talented this man is. Like, hello.
Waiting for my name to pop. Yeah. Pop. And usually I run home.
tuck the issue under. And that's when your beauty appears. It's so hot, I've been melting out here. I'm made out of plastic out here. You touch down in the base of my fears. Houston, can you hear me now?
Houston can barely hear you because people on Earth don't hear you at all. So I could only imagine if Houston can. Because if people were listening closely, they would recognize, real recognizes real. Y'all need to start looking Sampa's away and stop playing with a nigga. Damn, it's got me so vexed. I have another brother that is from the UK as well. M-N-E-K. Oh, man. This guy, let me tell you, another one that can, that like has an incredible vocal range and tone, different tone, and he writes, he is also an amazing songwriter as well, like, ooh, the singer-songwriters, I feel like that's one of the best hybrids. Gunshot. Honestly, this is him singing his song Paradise live.
From this life, I try to be cool, but this world's too cruel for me to sit around and see me drown in fear. So I'm asking you, what would you do if we could get out of it? Now, would you like to go paradise? Go alone.
Ew. Oh man. Wow.
Paradise will be home. If you wanna leave, if you wanna go, leave.
He did that. He really did. He can sing, my nigga can sing, and he can write. Go M-N-E-K, go M-N-E-K. Next on my list is the lead singer in Day from the band Day. His voice is hauntingly good. That's how I can describe his voice. Yeah. Hauntingly good. It's like it has like this dark, this like darkness to it, but it's still somehow like light.
This is give and take, so take your time.
His voice is very unique and I'm here for it. I'm here for the band Day as well, like, ugh. The way they just blend those haunting guitar chords with his voice. Oh my gosh. The producer too is just on another one. He is. is on another level. But yeah, the lead singer of Day, he's got it. He has got it, and I'm here for his voice. Last but not least is my man, Xavier Omar. I can consider him like slept on for his vocal abilities and as well as just like recognition. He does not get the recognition that he deserves. His voice is not something I have heard in a while. He has got it, and I am so here for him. This is him singing his song Blind Man live. I love this song too, because this goes back to my original point again. It's just like, yeah, you know, male singers don't always gotta be objectifying women. Sometimes we can have like different point of views and different voices, and Xavier Omar is one of them, and there needs to be more. There's Miss Sego too. This is him singing Blind Man Love. Yes, I was there for that last riff. Yes. But yeah, Xavier Omar, my man. I'm waiting for new music from him. A new project, just something new. Y'all need to stop sleeping on Xavier Omar, because I need him to keep putting out projects. Thank y'all. Those are the male vocalists in that R&B subgenres. That is a genre, but not really a genre, because genres are like kind of dead, but not really. Those are the male vocalists that I feel that are heavily, heavily the bomb. Make no ifs, ands, or buts about it. My favorite segment of the podcast is telling y'all the music that I have discovered this week. Yes, you know it, I know it. It's my favorite section. First up, my man Zane once again released another song called Good Years. This one is way more like chiller and calmer than the few other tracks that he has put out before. Out of like the last three that he put out, this one I like the most. The one with Nicki Minaj was not the one. I don't even remember what's the name of that. I don't even think I finished that song. I was like, it's not for me. And then like Rainberry, that's aight. It's aight. I mean, I know we can do better, honestly. And then like Good Years. Very like nostalgic and sentimental, you know. Gets you in your feels. It's a pretty good song, I can't lie. Also, Wicked Game. It's probably old, but I discovered it this week because I listened to like some few tracks from Kiana Lede. She ain't bad, you know what I'm saying? Like, I see you. I see you over there, Kiana. I see you. But yeah, Wicked Games. Okay, sis, now I see you with my two eyeballs and my prescription glasses on. I see you real well. You know, it's that song where you shouldn't be going back, but you going back, and you know you should be going back, and whatever. Pops Gum, a nice little R&B pop song. You know what would be cute? If she did a collab with LMAO. Now that would be fire. And the last song I'm going to share with y'all that I have discovered this week is by my girl, Jazz Caris, Petty Lover. I was going to say it with accent because she's British. Petty Lover. Petty Lover. Ooh. Now let me tell you. I have not been in love. I have never been in love, but I feel like when it will happen, this will be something I resonate with. No, my future self just knows already. I'ma read it, the first verse. Yes, I'm a petty lover today because I'm still mad about yesterday. No stupid questions asking me why. There's no kiss for you when I say goodbye. Like, you know, sometimes you just want to be petty. Feel that? I feel that on a deep energy, celestial level. I feel that on a deep celestial level, celestial plane level. The way her voice just, ooh, just ever so delicately and elegantly lives over this beat. Simple, but yet she makes it 10 times better because of her voice. She is a new artist that I discovered this week as well, and I am here for her. Jazz Caris. Oof. I am here for her. I'm here for the UK too. Honestly, they got something over there. Something's in the water over there. Something's in the water. Those are the songs that I have discovered this week. Out of all of them, I would say to give Petty Lover by Jazz Caris a listen. Every week, there is a playlist that accompanies the podcast, and it is available on Spotify. This week's playlist will include music by the male artists that I have mentioned in this week's episode. One of their songs will be included in the playlist. So go to Orion Soundcast on Spotify and look it up to see what songs I have included by these artists. Thank you again for tuning in to episode 3. Every time I release an episode, I'm just like, ooh, I'm doing it. But yes, I am. Thank you for listening to episode 3. And until next time, you're welcome.